Welcome to the KP Podcast, where we talk about the business of real estate, a podcast about leveraging opportunities, growing your business, and experiencing financial freedom. Here are your hosts, Keith Anderson and Peter Kamboukos.
All right, welcome to the KP Podcast. Hey, everybody, we're joining you here from the forum at the KP Studios. We've got Pete with our co-host, Keith. And Keith, how you been, man?
I've been good. It's been good. I've been tired. I just started fasted cardio.
Yeah?
And I'm dragging a little in the mornings.
I mean, you're working on that dad bod already?
I'm trying to avoid the dad bod before the dad bod becomes a reality. So, yeah, not so hot. It's been a rough one.
Yeah, dude. Well, it's definitely, you know, and speaking as the dad with the dad bod there, I mean, you know, fall's in, kids are back in school, sports are starting. You know, daughter started baseball here, and my son's going to start his football season for the first time ever, man. Yeah. He's going to be playing football for the first year.
Now, he's a smaller kid, though.
He's little.
Is he going to be kicker?
He's quick, man. He's going to be, I don't know where he's going to be.
Somewhere on the outside?
He's going to use that speed. I don't think he's going to be on the outside, dude.
A little Tyreek Hill action, just a sprinter.
I mean, who knows, dude? He's got the hands. He's got the balance. Hey, we'll see.
That'll be interesting.
He's got some skills on there, but yeah, I think that kind of to tie in, guys, to what we're talking about today is, you know, this is part of the reason, like what we're talking about here with the kids and the sports and the other stuff, to keep perspective on what we're doing. You know, it's not always just work. Remember why we're doing it. We got family, we got other things in life we want to enjoy and to have fun and be able to do this to create, you know, the life you guys want and be able to do other things. So, with that, I know one of the things Keith and I love as both, you know, playing former athletes in high school and other things is sports, man.
Yeah.
And what do we got coming up here, dude? The football season.
Yeah. We're 1 week away to, or a couple weeks away, I think. I got to remember when it's released.
Yeah.
Yeah. And football season's going to start again. Finally got to experience some preseason. Since last year, it wasn't happening, if you will. And the energy is coming back. The buzz is coming back to the lead. So we thought we would take some time, completely switch it up for those of you guys out there that listen that are sports fans and you want to get a little insight, you know, to make a lot of money in Vegas, most likely, if you take our expert predictions.
Don't listen to Keith.
Specifically, if Pete says anything about the Jets, avoid that. That doesn't make a lot of sense most of the time.
Jets
but
are awesome.
Just chatting about the sports this year, having fun. Going to do a little bit more of an outlook prediction show, if you will, for the most part for this upcoming season. Look back and see that I was 90% right.
A little football preview. Now, I will say what I appreciate is that we both wore Jets green today. That's awesome.
That's Seahawk green, actually.
That does not look good.
I hate to tell you this, but that color... This is way too light to be Jets green.
This is Jets, bro. Look at you. The Seahawks got that weird neon, neon green going.
Pete, I hate to tell you.
So I'm glad that we're wearing the Jets green for the show today. So with that, let's get into this stuff, guys. So let's go over some of the football preview. Like I said, this is America's sport now, huh? It used to be baseball, and I loved playing baseball growing up. Yeah. But right now, football's ruling the roost.
Although baseball did just have their Field of Dreams special. Did you see that?
I didn't watch it. I know about it. And
something,
you know,
for the first time, something positive for baseball in the last 10 years.
I like that they're trying something new.
They need to.
And I knew it was one of their highest rated things. But again, you know, I saw the article pointing out that the ratings they got on that were just like similar to
a preseason
to a regular, like, you know,
not even a regular season game
for the NFL. So yeah, it is what it is. But let's get into it, man. So we're going to go down. Here's what we're going to do, guys. We're going to go down each conference. We're going to talk about where we think the teams are going to finish, who's going to win the divisions and the conference, and ultimately who is going to be this year's Super Bowl winner. Right?
I think so. I feel confident.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't think you do. If the Jets are in the Super Bowl, confident. I'm going to be very frustrated with
Jets
you.
Jets are going all the way, bro.
Okay.
All right. Let's roll with it. Where do you want to start?
Let's start AFC. Let's do the old AFC East.
You want to start with the Jets, don't you?
I want to start with your division, big guy.
All right. Okay.
So, if the Jets are rated in the top spot in the AFC East. Go we ahead. Need to end this show right now. This show just needs to end.
Well,
I believe
I'm gonna keep you in suspense.
How many wins
for a
do they
second.
Have? How many wins did the Jets have last season?
Don't worry about it.
I just want to know how many.
Don't worry
was
about
it two?
It. No, it was. I think
one?
They ended with four.
Four.
Yeah,
that's a high season for them. That's a 25% win.
We
rate.
Got a new. We hey, they are rated right now as the most improved team. Going into this season, we got a new coach. We got a new quarterback.
It was a fire sale.
Several people on the roster. No owners back. Okay. We're coming out guns blazing this year. So, all right. Well, then I'm going to hold off on my AFC East. Let's see. What do you got? Tell me who you got. Who's winning this division? Remember, Brady's not there anymore.
This is true.
And I'm happy about that.
Brady is not in the AFC East. So who do we got? We got what? Miami. We have Jacksonville.
Nope.
No, Miami, we have the Jets, the Patriots, and I always forget this
and
last
the Bills.
One. And the Bills. Oh. And it's very clear to me that the Bills are going to finish the season on top. Mm-hmm. 100%. They got a great quarterback coming through for his third season.
I think so, yeah. Josh Allen.
They got a great defense, and they have a strong all-around team, well-rounded team. They are a dog-fighting team and in a division that, let's be frank, is pretty weak. I don't see them them falling short of a 11-plus win season. I think they finish 13-4.
You've been looking at my notes wrong?
No. I think the Bills finish 13-4 ahead of the AFC East, and they take one loss to Miami. This season, that would be my prediction. Miami's got a great defense. I think they're going to come out and sneak up and bite somebody. And I think the one team that they're going to lose to is Miami, but they're going to sweep the rest of the division, especially the Jets.
Sweep the division, huh?
Outside that one game to Miami away. In Miami, the Bills are going to go down there and lose.
I could see that. Miami's my number two. They pull those up. Miami's your number two.
Wow.
Okay.
I have the Jets being last. Patriots third, the Bills first with a 13-4 season.
All right. Well, I gotta tell you, as much as it might surprise you, I have the same thing. I've got as far as the Bills winning that division. Yep. I think the Bills run away with that division, even though my Jets are in there, and I would like that to not be the case. I think the Bills are one of the best teams in the NFL.
Where do you have the Jets?
I've got the Jets third. So I've got the Bills. I predict same thing, 13-4. They're going to have a couple hiccups, but I do think they are one of the best teams in the NFL.
Okay.
Clear playoff team favorites here. I've got New England second, the Jets third, and Miami pulling up the rear.
You have Miami
in
fourth?
I do not trust Miami.
So Tua is going to have a much better year. They're going to bounce back.
He's so erratic.
He is, but
he's got a good game, bad game.
He finished last season as the starter. He didn't get a full year, and their defense is so freaking good.
Yeah, I just think now you got Belichick with a second year with some of these new players, gelling them together. He's still a good coach, okay? And you've got the Jets coming in with a much improved team, totally – you know, revamping what's going on over there, getting some momentum here in the preseason, and they're ready, man. They're tired over there, and I think you're going to see some fight. Even at the end of last year, you saw them with the disaster that they were starting to put things together. So I think you got the Jets in New England with a little bit of momentum there, but obviously the Bills are going to run away with that division.
We'll see.
I'd be surprised if they don't.
If Cam Newton starts the season,
which I think he will.
And if he plays a decent amount of those games, they don't win. They get third if they do that. They need to put their rookie in right away.
Well, I disagree.
We'll see.
All right, so we got the Bills in
Jets,
there. So
0-17.
What do you have the Jets at?
I actually have the Jets at a 3-win season.
All right, I'm giving them 5. They're going to improve.
Well, that's just because they increased the games this year. So they have one more game to have a chance to pull out a win. I have them at 3-14.
All right, let's start here. I'll start off with the AFC North. Now, here's an interesting division here. You know, we got in here? We got the Ravens, Bengals, Steelers, Browns.
Ravens, Bengals, Steelers, Browns.
That's not the order. I was just on the tangent. So here's the order. Actually, I should just give the order then.
Yeah, what do you got?
I got the Ravens winning that division. And I got the Browns right there. You know, I think I got the Ravens at 12-5. I got the Browns at 11-6. I mean, those are going to be the two you know, that are up there. But I think the Ravens are just still a better all around team. I think they take that division. I think you got Big Ben, who's playing again, I guess. So, you know, he's getting a little bit older there. And the Bengals are still a mess. You know, Burrow's coming off the injury. They don't have a ton going over there. They're still rebuilding. That's going to be a tough division for them. I think they're definitely going to be there at the bottom. But yeah, I think it'll be the Ravens and the Browns shooting it out at the top. I think the Ravens sneak that one out.
I'm going to bring back the old steel curtain, baby.
Ooh.
The steel curtain for the victory run in the AFC North. And here's why.
Big Ben can barely move.
It's not about Big Ben. I don't care if Mason Rudolph or Dent McGee. Gone. I don't care who it is. What's the guy? Duck Dodge Dynasty over there with the hole in his head after Myles Garrett plummeted him with the top of his helmet.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care who's throwing the ball for the Steelers. I still think the Steelers win the division because of their defense. They continue to improve on the defensive front. They're going to be a top five defense this year on turnovers and takeaways.
You're also, I'll give you, they got a good defense, but the other two teams we're mentioning also have good defenses. Yeah, Baltimore and Cleveland.
They
got three teams there.
They do.
They've got solid, solid defenses.
But Cleveland's the Browns, okay? And I think this is the year Lamar Jackson falls off the face of the earth.
It might, but remember, you know, Baltimore is not, they're not relying solely on Lamar.
I don't think Baltimore necessarily. I think it's their division to lose, mm-hmm. and I think they lose it because of that. I think they make mistakes down the stretch. I think it's close. I would put both of those teams over 11 wins, 10, 11 wins, mm-hmm. and I think the Steelers win based on a tie between the two of them because mm-hmm. of matchups. I do.
All right.
That's where I'm at.
I disagree. I think the Steelers
Bengals are at the end.
I think that we agree on that. But the Steelers, you know, I just don't think they have the talent on Baltimore and Cleveland is there. You know, like you said, both of those teams would have to mess it up if for them not to end up, I think.
I think they both finish the season, Steelers and the Ravens at 11-6, but the Steelers get a tiebreaker finish.
All right.
For first.
Let's roll here to AFC South. You want to start with that one?
Yeah. So here, who do we got? AFC South.
So you got the Texans, yeah. The Jags, Titans, and the Colts.
Okay. Well, this is, I think, probably one of the easier divisions to do
going
here.
On down there, huh?
This isn't even a – first off, we're going to put the Colts in dead last this year because one big reason.
Yeah.
Anytime they lose their would-be Carson Wentz quarterback as their quarterback – and he was going to be the quarterback, and then now they lose him on top of that, and he's going to be out at least 6 weeks, they're saying, and he's going to be coming back gimpy, and they're struggling with the wide receiver core. Now, one good thing to have is they do have a great running back and a great running game. The problem is they can't really decide who to choose to run the ball half the time, and their offense is just completely mixed up. They have a decent defense, but not enough to hold – like their
pretty
offense
good
isn't
defense,
strong
pretty
enough
good defense.
To make up for what I think that they're going to do.
Now, did you just say that you're going to put the Colts in last?
I'm going to put the Colts in last.
You remember the Texans are in that division,
yes,
right?
I do.
Okay.
Texans are going to be very close to them, but I think the Texans find a way. I think Deshaun Watson plays this season.
I think he does too.
I think the Deshaun Watson plays this season and they slip past.
Remember J.J. Watt's not there.
Correct. That doesn't matter. Right. They got some other young stuff going. I think the Texans get a 5-win season. Colts get a 4-win season and lose that division. At the top, and then obviously I'm going to put the Jags next. I think pretty safe to say that the Titans will again lead the league there. They added Julio Jones. They continue to grow and kept all their players. They have a great defense. Ryan Tannehill is just good enough to get it done. And they have a strong running presence. As long as barring a big Derrick Henry injury or something to really set them back, they win the division.
Yeah. I hate agreeing with you on that first one there, but I think Tennessee's gonna take that one. I got them at 11-6.
Yeah, that's what I had, 11-6.
But I got the Colts right there in second, man.
Ew.
And I got to tell
disgusting.
You, I was thinking, I mean, you know, without the injuries and stuff, I think they were competing for it, but...
you got Carson Wentz as your quarterback now.
Carson,
they had Phillip Rivers. He's always in the mix.
Yeah, but Phillip Rivers likes to throw a lot to the other team. But I'll tell you, so I got Tennessee, I got the Colts, I got the Jags, and I got Houston bringing up the rear of that division, and they're going to struggle to win a game or two this year. They're going to be dead last. And that's a team that I'll give them 2 wins. I'll give them 2.
You're going to say, you think 2 wins?
I think they're going to be
even
horrible.
With Deshaun playing?
Even with Deshaun.
I think Deshaun sneaks out a few wins there. The Jags, I think Trevor Lawrence does good. The Jags actually have a very good running game. They have a good team.
They're starting to put something together. They got the second-year coach there, Trevor Lawrence. You know, like you said, they're a long way.
Like 8-8, 9-8.
But,
yeah,
they're
going
to be in
there.
The middle. They're going to be in the mix there in the middle. But, yeah, Houston to me is bringing up the rear of that division. But I think Tennessee, if the Colts somehow can put some magic together, that they could challenge them. I don't think Tennessee's running away with that division anything, but I do have them at
who's
the
their
top.
Quarterback right now?
It's going to be Wentz at some point.
No, who's their quarterback right now?
I don't even know.
So if they start off the season 0-6.
We'll see.
That's tough to come back
from. I said, look, it's going to depend on the injuries. They might be. I mean, they've got a solid team, and I agree with you. If they do something like that, it's tough to come back from.
They don't have Jacoby Brissett anymore.
Yeah, well.
At least their backup quarterback's name is not Magoo, because that's the Seahawks right now. Alex Magoo.
That's
but
awesome.
We'll get there.
All right, AFC West. I'll start this one off, and I'll go here. Here's the order we got in. To me, you know, here's who you got. You got Kansas City sitting on top of that division. I got them at 14-3.
I don't think they're going to leave for a while.
Yeah, but you know, you got the Chargers making some noise, man. But not enough. Not enough. And I'm not saying they can pull it off, but Justin Herbert was looking good in his first season, you know, if they can build on that. And I think they can come in second there. Cause I think the Broncos I got in third and the Raiders coming in fourth there. Both of those teams definitely have some things to work on. I think Kansas City's just got the whole package, as we know. You know, they don't really have a weakness there on the team. They can only just hurt themselves.
They improved the offensive line too. Did you see that?
The team is just, you know, they're an embarrassment of riches.
Patrick Mahomes gets a boo-boo in the Super Bowl, basically. Okay.
And they're like, we got to do something about
everything that. Off their board and say, we need 17 offensive linemen coming in. It's amazing. Russell gets sacked a billion times a year and they don't do anything to the line.
I like how you turn this
and
into
I
Russell.
I know, I'm just saying, I'm using that example of like, there's quarterbacks that get punished every year, like Russell, for instance. And they don't do anything to the offensive line. But Patrick Mahomes, they realize. That's why I like the Chiefs, their back office. Andy Reid,
that's what I'm saying.
They did what they needed to do.
Exactly. The team doesn't really have a weakness. You know, you can't point to say this is their one weakness. I mean, they're kind of solid all the way around. But I think the team that's interesting in that division is the Chargers. Because, I mean, I like Justin Herbert was putting some things together there. They had their injuries last year too. And, you know, they need to improve, but that's a team that's up and coming. That's a team that could make the playoffs there as a wild card.
Yeah.
Just depends on what they do. So to me, I think Kansas City is who we thought they were in Kansas City.
Yes, they are.
But I think the Chargers are going to be an interesting
one. What do the Chiefs do this year?
I got them at 14-3.
14-3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. We're throwing out these numbers. This is the first season we're doing 17 games.
Yeah.
So we got, that's why, like, I just realized that we're saying 14-3. We got 17 games this year. So that's going to be some nice
15-2.
Some nice records being broken this year.
I have them as 15-2. The problem with this is the chances of a perfect season just became that much harder. It was already hard as it was. To do a 16-0 season was incredible. But now at 17-0, just one more game with one more set of injuries, it's crazy.
Yeah.
However, here's my shocker, okay? This is my shocker of the entire AFC. You ready for this?
Who are you going to put up there?
No, I'm not. Right now, I currently have the Denver Broncos in fourth.
Okay.
However, I think that's the one team that could sneak up, steal a wild card spot, and take second in the division. They're kind of my sleeper mover team. The Denver Broncos.
So you're looking at the Broncos. I'm looking at the Chargers.
I love the Chargers. I think the Chargers make the playoffs. I do. Yeah. I think they're at least a wild card seed. I think Justin Herbert steps up. They play good. They have a great team. They have an all-around general package. Good defense. But the Broncos, pending on one person, Drew Lock. If Drew Lock can find a way to put it together, I would argue that the Broncos have one of the best wide receiver fields in the entire league.
I agree with that.
Tim Patrick is their wide receiver 4, and he's fast as shit.
Yeah. Okay. No, I love track Denver's.
They're all quick. Wide receivers. They're all sub 4.5s. every single one of them, and they all got great hands. Cortland Sutton, last year he wasn't healthy. This year he is. You got Jerry Jeudy, who was hurt, rookie. Now it's a sophomore year. And what KJ and Tim Patrick, both great, great role player wide receivers. So if Drew Lock could decide to throw the ball in the general vicinity of these guys, they could be good. And behind that, they have a great, great running back if they actually used him the correct way in Melvin Gordon. And they actually have some stuff there that could actually play.
I don't know how great Melvin Gordon is. He's good enough.
He's good.
He's good enough. But that wide receiver core, I agree with you. Gosh. One of the best in the NFL.
It should stretch the field and open it up for Melvin Gordon. That's what they were thinking. But the problem is Cortland Sutton got hurt and Drew Lock didn't play very well. So they have a great offensive line too. They have one of the best offensive lines in football.
I want to – now, before we move on to the next one, though, I know we both think the Raiders aren't going to do anything, but they do have one of my favorite players. You know who it is. Waller the Baller. Best tight end in the game.
You're right. Their only player on their entire best team. Tight end fantastic. In the game, is Marcus Mariota
going to start? He's got to have an honorable mention, though. Best tight end in the game. Waller.
He's not.
Yes, he is.
If you put Darren Waller over Travis Kelce, you're crazy, dude.
I love Darren Waller. I think he's the best tight end in the game. NFC East, who you got?
Oh, my God. NFC East. Okay. Good old America's division, if you will. According to the thing. So we got we got the Cowboys, the Redskins. We got
the Washington football team.
Sorry. I will not call them that. They're the Washington Redskins. So I got the Cowboys, the Redskins.
The Washington football
until
team.
They have another name, I'm calling them by their
original name. Their name is the Washington football
team. It makes me want to puke in my mouth, Pete. Okay.
So who you got there?
This is so tough.
Because they're all so bad?
Yeah, they're all really bad. Here's my thing. If Dak Prescott starts the game and doesn't have a hurt shoulder and their receivers don't shit the bed, and then you got Zeke Elliott not getting on a pitch count and only running the ball 12 times a game, if you have the perfect combination, I think they have a chance to push the envelope. However, the Redskins are my number one team in that division.
Goodness.
The Washington football team, if you will.
What's with your love WFT. For this Washington football team each
now,
year?
Now, hear me out. WFT up on top because Ryan Fitzpatrick, baby. Fitzmagic for the win. You got to understand. He loves to throw the ball, and this team has been begging for a thrower. Think about the quarterbacks they've had.
But here's the thing. Oh, he only has like four of those magic games a season. What happens in the other 13 games?
The other 13 games, the best D-line in football destroys the opposing quarterbacks. I don't think anyone can hold them back. They have two of the best defensive linemen on their team and young. The last two top picks of the entire draft coming out, and they are ridiculous.
So all right, who you got after Washington here?
I have the Cowboys.
You got the Cowboys in second, and then what you got there?
I don't know why I'm drawing a blank right now. Oh my goodness.
You got the Eagles and the Giants left.
It's irrelevant, right? Last year they won the division with a losing record. I have the Eagles in third, and then I have the Giants in last. Daniels continues to turn over the ball as many times as he possibly can. I think he continues that streak, even with Saquon back. They just can't. I think Jalen Hurts steps up. Jalen Reagor and a few of these other guys that were in their wide receiver core start playing a little better. And
Devonta Smith over there this year, too.
We'll see. Heisman he started out hurt. But, I mean, great. They got some wide receivers, but they still got Jalen Hurts, and we still don't know what that looks like.
Jalen Hurts was looking good last year.
I don't know.
So
we'll see.
This is where you and I definitely disagree. I got the Eagles taking that division.
Whoa. Bold prediction alert. That's right. What do you have their record?
I got them at 11-6 taking that division.
You have the NFC East Eagles with a winning division?
I do.
You have a winning record over there?
I do. That's a rough division, and so they're going to get a lot of division wins. They're going to beat each other up. But, Jalen Hurts and some other talent around there coming together. I think the Eagles got in their own way a little bit last year, even still. But man, I think they're put it together in a very weak division. I think 11-6, they take it. I do have the Cowboys coming in second, but they managed to just screw things up because they're the Cowboys. Washington, and then I got your Washington in third, and I got the Giants in last. They're terrible. So
I have Giants 2-15. I got Washington.
Hey, I gave them three. I gave them three wins.
No. Someone's got to take those losses.
Yeah, but the Giants are terrible. But I got the Eagles taking that one.
Washington, 10-7 is what I got. I'm telling you, their defense is going to win football games this year.
We'll see.
They're growing together. They got they're going to do a lot better.
I like the Eagles offense, man. I like it. Like I said, they were
you always like – you made me draft Carson Wentz last year because you liked the Eagles offense. And look how well that turned out for me. And how well did the Eagles
did
do
Did I make
last
you
year?
Draft it? Yes. Oh, okay. Oh,
my all gosh. Right. I'm never listening to you again. Yeah, you cost me almost to lose. You were
blaming
all high
on somebody
on
else.
Carson Wentz.
Who won that fantasy league?
I don't want to talk thank about you. It right now. Who won the last three before
that? NFC North. All right. I'm going to get going on this one. Who? What's Aaron Rodgers doing?
Okay. So this is a fun division because – you got the Detroit who had a complete a quarterback swap, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know which direction they went, in all honesty. They went from a deep ball passer that honestly could be a really good quarterback to a check down passer that's a game manager. So that's interesting to see. You got the Bears in this division with an up-and-coming rookie that looked like they shed a lot of light and might actually have something together there with an Andy Dalton quarterback swap. Mm-hmm. So now you got two teams with quarterback swaps at a high level. And then you got the Packers here, and the Packers have Aaron Rodgers coming onto the team the last second.
No.
Davante Adams with all the sly remarks because of ownership. This is going to have to be the Packers' vision. It has to be. This is their last year. They have no more years after this. Packers will not have Aaron Rodgers next season. They mm-hmm. will not have Davante Adams next season. Mm-hmm. They will be next. So here's my bold prediction. Next year, they don't win more than five games.
Well, I think it's interesting, but we don't know who's going to be on the team next year.
I don't think anyone's going to be on the team next year. Jordan Love is going to be on the team next year.
So you got Green Bay taking the division.
I got Green Bay taking it.
Who you got second?
I have the Bears in second.
The Bears.
I think Jeff Nagy has the job on the line. I think he goes away from Andy Dalton within the first three games as he screws up. They sneak a win out of the first three. They go 1-1 and 2 the first three games, but too many interceptions, too much game manager. Justin Fields steps in, takes over the role, and they go with an 11-win season.
Wow. 11 wins for the Bears.
10 plus. Well, remember, there's 17 games, so it's like 10. I'm getting – maybe give them 10-7 at second. 10-7
All
right. For the Bears. And then you got the Vikings right behind them. They are who we know they are. You know, they just are. And I think they do another 10-win season, but they lose the tiebreaker to the Bears. And I think Green Bay has a 12-win season. They go 12-5. And then the old bottom of the pit, Detroit, is going to be a less than 5-win season.
Well, again, I think we got something similar here, a little bit of differences, but I got Green Bay taking this too. Okay. Aaron Rodgers steps in there. This is their division to lose again. Yep. I got them at 11-6. Yeah, I don't think they have a great year, but I do think they take the division here. I got Minnesota in second because I don't trust the Bears. You know, they're terrible. I don't think, you're right. Nagy, I don't know that he's going to keep that job. No. They don't have a quarterback, whether they go with Dalton or Fields. It doesn't matter.
Fields is a good quarterback, man.
Yeah, I don't think so. They don't. And that's a team that just, you know, they got lucky with the wins they got last year.
They got a good defense, man.
They got an okay defense. But I think Green Bay and Minnesota sit atop that division with Green Bay taking it. And I got the Lions pulling up the rear there. Because, I don't know what they're doing with their quarterback.
They got a great quarterback now. Jared Goff.
He's been in the Super Bowl.
He's got a Super Bowl appearance. First time in there in a long time.
NFC South.
Oh, look what you're doing.
Who's starting here? Is this me? Is this me right here?
Yeah, you can start it.
So I got...
This is a weird division, by the way.
Surprise, surprise. I got old man Brady in Tampa Bay, Super Bowl, defending Super Bowl champs, taking that division. Yep.
Are you serious, Clark?
Yeah, surprise, right? We got New Orleans. Who's going to be New Orleans quarterback? Taysom keeping that job? Is Jameis...
You want to throw some dice. If it lands above 7, Taysom. If it lands below 7, we got old the old.
So who knows who the quarterback's in? So that's gonna be interesting. First time without Breeze in a long time. So Breeze is gone, but I still got New Orleans coming up second in that one with Carolina, and then Atlanta pulling up the rear there. I just don't, I don't know. I don't know what they're gonna be doing over there. But yeah, I mean. Brady, that guy, is going to be out there with his cane and just still, flinging touchdowns and doing whatever. Now, I will say, Sam Darnold's in Carolina. Think he's going to do anything?
I actually have Carolina in second because Sam Darnold is there. I think that's a slight renewed life. That's a slight upgrade over Teddy Bridgewater. I think they're both below average quarterbacks, to be honest. Now, Sam Darnold could surprise us. He's been on the Jets, so he's been held back a little bit. And Sam Darnold's been a decent thrower. He's had no confidence.
That's a good way to put it. He's a decent thrower. He needs to work more on that decision game and accuracy. But yeah, dude, he's got an arm. And people forget too, when Sam Darnold came into the league with the Jets, he was the youngest quarterback in the NFL. Yeah. When he came in, he's still very young. So there's a possibility there because he's got an arm. He can make plays. But man, he needed...
This is his last shot, dude. This is, of course, to me.
I agree with
that. He's on the backup QB trajectory, right?
But he's got a shot.
Yeah, I agree. He does have a shot. He's got to prove himself here. Now, Christian McCaffrey healthy is huge for them. You have to have a healthy Christian McCaffrey. They could threaten the number one spot. I mean, the problem is with the Bucs, I think that's the only thing we can confidently say just because they kept their whole team and Brady's coming into his second year and they got a great defense. Like, it is so tough to take them out. Mm-hmm. I have them at a 14-win season just because their division sucks so bad. I think they sweep their division. I don't think anyone in there can beat them. There's no other quarterback in there to really match them. I do have the Falcons as a weird team that could sneak up. That's the problem is 2, 3, and 4 could technically be in any order, and I could be completely wrong. Like, that's my only confidence.
That's the thing. I think Tampa Bay is head and shoulders above their division.
Yeah. I have them as a 14-win season, but everybody else, I have 10 or less. 10 or less on every single other one in there. No one gets 10 wins.
Could be.
I think everybody's 9 or less. I think that's the division this year that's like, oh.
Yeah.
You know, them and the NFC East, you know, but.
Well, but I think in the NFC South there with Tampa Bay, you got a clear-cut winner. You know, you got somebody at 10 shoulders above the other three, right?
You know who's winning it, you know? Yeah. So it's like, you gotta go with what you got.
All right. And then now we got the NFC West final division where your Seahawks reside. Now, this is a tough division. I will tell you that. We got a tough division over here.
Toughest division in football. All right, it is every year.
Let's hear what you got. What's the order?
Oh, man. So I'm going to start with the rear and work my way back.
Okay. We already know who you got winning the division. It's not a surprise.
You'd be surprised. So this is really tough for me. And
I do think this is the closest division. I still do think this is, you know, they went from being the worst division in football to probably the toughest division.
This is tough for me because, again, every single team in this division is going to get 10 wins.
They could.
Every single team in this division is getting 10 wins. That's my bold prediction. Every team will be a double-digit win season.
That honestly wouldn't surprise me.
10 wins for everybody. That's my bold prediction, guys. Everybody in the NFC West. Now, last place in this division, and this is tough because I truly think that there could be 3 wild card teams in this division. Because I think they added the extra wild card spot this year So there's 3 wild card spots?
I think so.
This is the year that all 3 wild card spots come out of the NFC West. I'm looking at everybody else. If everybody else has 10 wins, they got to beat the Bears and Vikings in the NFC North. If Green Bay takes that division and the Bears and Vikings stay 10 or less, Carolina stays under 10 in the NFC South, and NFC East, who's going to get 10 wins over there?
None of them.
It
depends on... Well, I disagree there. You could have a team like the Eagles and the Cowboys that come out of there and do something. Maybe if Minnesota could put something together.
But if they beat each other last year, none of them even had a winning season.
I'd be tough to get all three coming out of one division. It's possible. I don't think so. I think you could get 2 out of there, though, for sure. So but
they got 7 losses, and they could still get 10 wins.
So how you got them ranked?
Last place. I'll start with the back. The last place I have the Cardinals.
Okay.
Unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And I want the Cardinals to be good because, I mean, obviously we're in AZ. I think that they're a great team and they added so many pieces. But I think, again, this is the year Kyler Murray falls apart. I think they started to finally figure him out. Yeah. He's run first offense. I don't think he has a lot of wide receivers.
He hasn't been run first. And that's, I think, part of the problem.
In the red zone, he is. He loves to go run for the end zone. He loves to attack
it. I think part of the issue is they don't run him enough. He doesn't want to run. He doesn't want to get hit.
He can't see the line.
And I got to be honest with you. You know what? He's not going to have an extremely long career at his side.
No.
He better go for it while he can. Run him.
I agree. I mean, they got DeAndre Hopkins. I think there's some animosity at the team before the end of the season. I really do. They picked up J.J. Watt. Love J.J. Watt. He's a beast. However, he's old, and he's getting to the point where he's injured every season. And when they need to make a playoff push against a tough NFC division, he gets injured and he gets hurt. So, I mean, you fall into that. So I got the Cardinals in last.
Yep.
This is tough for me, okay, because we're getting down to it. I think we have the Rams in third. Now, the only reason we have the Rams in third, again, everybody in this division is 10-plus wins. I think they could be tied. Like, the Rams could have 11 wins, and the next team could have 11 wins, and we're just talking about tied lunch here at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. The Rams, they have a new quarterback, but they have so many weapons out there, and we don't know what we're going to get. They lost their rookie running back, or their second-year running back that they thought was going to step up, so they're going to be a running back by committee again, and they got Sean McVay. People are starting to talk about, hey, is Sean McVay full of crap, or is he actually a good coach? Like, let's see what's going to happen. He went and got a Stafford that could actually extend some of these plays and throw the ball. So it'll be exciting to see what goes on in that offense. Does Robert Woods blow up? Does Cooper Kupp blow up? Or is it similar? Because Jared Goff was a check down guy to all of these players, and we'll see. So I have the Rams there. I have the Seahawks in second. And wow. I'm a Seahawks fan.
You don't got the Seahawks taking it, huh?
No, I don't. Okay. I don't have the Seahawks taking it. I think they're a wild card team this year. I think they, because of Russell Wilson, they have a chance. Mm-hmm. And every year, he's a great quarterback. And I still have him as arguably one of the top three quarterbacks in the league every single year. He is. He's right in that conversation. If he actually throws the ball and we don't run through the A and B gap every single play on second and third down. This is the year. Here's the big thing. That this, if we don't have a great season and I'm wrong in this second place prediction, this is the year they force Pete Carroll to retire and they go away from him as coach.
Didn't he just sign a new deal last year?
I think this is the year that they need to let him go or, you know, force him as some sort of different type of coordinator and they bring in a good offensive coordinator that has it. We have the Rams offensive coordinator this year, so we'll see if that changes things. Who knows? But I got the Seahawks as second. I think they have a 12-win season. They're 12-5. I got the Rams at 11-6 and the Cardinals at 10-7.
So you got the Niners taking
it. I have
the
Niners winning the division at 12-5.
Yeah.
Tied with the Seahawks, but see, has the tiebreaker. I think they have the most well-rounded team in the division. I really do. They have the best defense in the division. They could spank you. They got Kyle Shanahan running game offense, and I think they're just going to run downhill on everyone. I think they walk away with the division.
So I got it similar, but I got those two flipped. I got them both.
You got the Seahawks at number one?
I got the Seahawks and the Niners both at 12-5, but I'm giving the nod to the Seahawks because of Russell Wilson.
Hold on. Let's slow this podcast down right now. I ranked my own Seahawks behind what Pete's ranking my Seahawks.
I think you were just afraid to do it.
No, I'm dead serious. I don't think they win.
I think it's a tough division. I think you got the Niners and the Seahawks there fighting it out at the top. I get, but it's close. It's going to be close.
They have a great team.
It could go either way.
If they're healthy.
It could go either way.
They got all their guys back.
You don't know who's going to get injured.
Last year, they all got injured.
I'm going to have them tied, and I'm just giving it a slight nod to Seattle, but it could go either way. I got the Cards in third, and I got the Rams in last. But I agree with you. I think this is going to be a division that everybody's going to have 10 wins in.
Everybody's going to have 10 wins in that division?
Potentially, I could easily see that.
Look at that, 10-7.
I could easily see that.
10-7 is just above average.
I mean, maybe the Rams get 9. Maybe they're the ones that don't get it. But yep, that's a tough division. But I know we're going long on this. Let's go up too. So we got all the divisions. Let's go to our prediction for the Super Bowl. Who do you
Bowl? Hold on. Who do you have? First off, let's go to the AFC Championship. Let's slow it down there, Cowboy.
Okay? Let's go.
AFC, who's in the AFC Championship? Forget the wild cards. What do we got? AFC Championship.
So I got the Bills playing the Chiefs.
Bills and Chiefs is what you got. And that is also what I have. I don't think anybody can match that. I'd like to put the Titans in there. Don't think they got enough. The AFC North doesn't have enough. The Bills are a strong team, and the Chiefs are a strong team in a very weak AFC. AFC is the weakest division of football. I just can't and it's mainly because the NFC West is so loaded, and then you got the AFC North who's got a lot of strong teams in it as well every year. So I like that. Bills and Chiefs. I'm with
you.
Who
you got in the NFC?
NFC Championship is going to be the Niners. Do you know who team number two is going to be?
Tampa Bay.
Yes, Tampa Bay.
I wanted to. Here's the thing. Tampa Bay is going to have the most wins in the NFC. They're going to lead that league. They're going to get the bye. They're going to win one game against a weaker team, and then they're going to go play the Niners in the NFC Championship.
I think that's why I got Tampa Bay in that championship as well, because they're going to have the easiest road.
I think they've got the easiest road too. To be honest, I have the Seahawks winning their first wild card game and then going to play. I have them possibly going to play the Bucks in that.
Here goes my big prediction. I think it's the Eagles playing Tampa Bay in that NFC Championship.
Oh my goodness! You have the Eagles getting there with Jalen Hurts.
Yes,
you're putting it on Jalen Hurts' back.
I've got Tampa Bay playing the Eagles in that NFC Championship.
I got $20 says the Eagles don't make the playoffs.
Done. Mark it on the podcast.
All right. Podcast resurrection. All right.
I'm going to go first with who I got in the Super Bowl. Who's let's hear yours Bowl? And then let's go. I am got the Bills playing Tampa Bay in the Super Bowl.
I also have the Bills winning this year. And I have the Niners in the Super Bowl.
Okay. All right.
Bills and Niners.
So you got Bills and Niners. So we both got the Bills. And I got Bills and Tampa Bay. Okay. Who do you got as your Super Bowl winner this year?
Super Bowl winner is the 49ers. I hate to say it. I have the 49ers winning the Super Bowl, and I'm going to tell you one reason. The reason I have those two teams there, again, this is one of my biggest predictions there is. Quarterbacks on non-max money deals helps teams get there. Because they have way more money to spend everywhere else on the field.
Well, that's defense. That's where Russell hurts you guys.
Every year Russell screws us because we get to the playoffs, but we don't have enough depth. And so the Niners have a very good, well-rounded defense and offense all across the board. Same with the Bills. Josh Allen, last year on his rookie deal, he hasn't gotten his big contract. He's on a contract year.
Yep.
And next year he's going to get paid a lot of money. Whether he wins it or goes to the Super Bowl or not, he's going to get a lot of money. It's just what it is. And then their team's toast.
I got the Bills winning it.
Wow.
I got the Bills as a Super Bowl champs. That is a team, like you said, that, you know, much like we talk about with Kansas City, they don't have a weakness. Now, I'm not saying they're the best in every position or every phase of the game.
And they're getting better year after year. But
they're exactly. They are getting better year after year. And in every phase of the game, from coaching to defense to special teams to that offense to the quarterback, they are solid across the board. In every phase of that game. And I got the Bills taking it this year.
Okay, just one last question before we end this thing. How many wins do you have the Jets again?
Five.
just let you guys know. Again, just remember
all
that.
All right. Well, guys, hopefully you guys enjoyed something a little bit different this time. Remember, get out there and have some fun. Go with some things that you like, not just all work. But remember, you got to have that play. You know, go home. Kiss your family, enjoy yourselves, and we'll see you guys next time.
Go Hawks.